Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, inflation's back, y'all. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it is. But then if you listen to this podcast or my show, you knew that. I told you we'll be back exactly, well, now. Wasn't that hard to know? Because Jerome Powell and the Democrats, Jerome Powell is obviously the head of the Federal Reserve, lied to you when they said that they had conquered it and that they could lower interest rates now. And I actually predicted they'd lower interest rates right before the election to make it look like Her Highness and Joe Biden had conquered inflation. I also predicted that the only thing keeping us from having 9% inflation, again, that was the high it eventually got to under Bidenomics, was the massive increase in the interest rates. If we didn't have high interest rates, we'd have 9% inflation because we hadn't done a damn thing to curb what had stopped it. That is the printing of an obnoxious amount of money. And so if you listen to this podcast or my show, you knew it would go exactly like this in exactly the months it happened. I've been telling you this for a year. In fact, they do this. It's going down exactly like I said. I should do an economic show. I really should. Because folks, anybody with a high school degree could have seen this coming. If you only have a high school degree, I bet you saw it coming. This is not smart stuff. It's super duper obvious. And by the way, that's why Jerome Powell said he's not leaving. He's not going to let anyone replace him. Why? Because he's there to kneecap Trump. That's why he's there, to make sure the inflation sticks around. Anyway, January CPI inflation rises to 3%. That's above the expected 2.9%. Here's the bad number. Core CPI inflation rises to 3.3%. Yeah, headline CPI inflation is up 4 straight months. Of course it is. We dropped interest rates while Powell pretended that we had a really hot job market and he had to tame it. That was a total lie. We don't have a job market. Anyway, with this announcement, core CPI inflation basically is officially back on the rise again. The Cobese letter, which tackles inflation, writes simply this morning, inflation in the U.S. is hot. Why is inflation sticking around? Because Congress won't stop printing the amount of money necessary to cause 9% inflation. Again, it's not at 9%, but that's only because the interest rate hikes cover it up. Folks, I don't think Americans, and they really need to come to understand why things got so hot. Here's Senator Ron Johnson perfectly explaining it. Do you realize that there has been a 75% increase in government spending since the beginning of COVID? It's truly staggering.
Well, first of all, you start talking about the real numbers. So in 2019, we spent $4.4 trillion. year of the pandemic, we spent 6.5, and we've never looked back, Laura. We've never spent under $6 trillion since the pandemic. This year, we'll spend over $7 trillion. So, you know, the Uniparty has done a really good job of deviously transferring discretionary spending into mandatory. I've laid out a proposal to go back to pre-pandemic spending levels, inflate them by inflation and, you know, population growth, exempt Social Security, Medicare, and interest, and we would have somewhere between $5.5 to $6.5 trillion of spending, saving massive amount of money, more than enough to pay for border security. So again, you look at the numbers, you put yourself back on a reasonable baseline based on pre-pandemic spending. Again, this is like a family who has an illness. That year, they're going to spend a lot of money. Then their family member gets cured, and they keep spending just like they had the high medical bills. It's absurd. It's not sustainable. It's not reasonable. It's not justified.
And it's about to happen again. So that's a 75% increase he just laid out in spending since COVID. And it's about to happen again in March. By the way, if you want to take stock of the economic disaster that spending has been over the last 5 years, the U.S. dollar, folks, do you realize weakened 25%, lost 25% of its value? That's what that means. Since 2020. That is astonishing. On yesterday's podcast, I laid out the desperate battle that Elon Musk and Donald Trump are fighting against the Democrats and Mike Johnson, and really John Thune, the Republican leadership in Congress right now. Simply put, because Trump did not get the debt ceiling hike that he needed in December under Joe Biden, we any moment now, and I don't know where we are, it hasn't been reported, could bump up against the debt limit and default. Trump's only got one way to stop that. He's got to cut stuff. If it seems like he's cutting around the clock at a frantic pace, something, by the way, you've never seen Trump do before. He's not a big cutter. He's a big spender and a big printer. Nothing like the Democrats, mind you, but he was willing to spend some money when the Times called for it, or he believed that they did, right? Now, the Democrats went way beyond what Trump did. But folks, this is a reversal for Trump. And the reason why is he's desperate. He's got to find money to hold back, to keep it from going out the door, to keep us from bumping against the debt limit and defaulting, which would be economically catastrophic. Folks, and I explained this yesterday, this is why you're seeing these judges step in and rule to force him to spend the money. They know they're going to drive him to the default that they can then blame him on top of this inflation. And they also want to continue spending the same amount of money because the inflation will explode and Trump can't do anything about it, especially with Jerome Powell manning the switches there at the Federal Reserve. So what do you do if you want to get rid of Trump and Musk forever? How do you sabotage the country? You do exactly what so-called Republican Speaker Mike the Knife Johnson is doing right now, and John Thune. Nothing. Yesterday, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson sounded amazing talking about the wonderful job that DOGE is doing. But here's the problem. If Mike Johnson does what he has done since he took office, which is to simply to pass Nancy Pelosi's and the Democrats' budget over and over and over again. This is incredible. Do you realize the Republicans won control of the House in 2022? And it was as if Nancy Pelosi was still the speaker. We've been passing her budget again and again and again. You know, the one that increased spending 75%. I mean, think about that 75% increase in the federal government since COVID. Well, all the Republicans do is just pass it in a continuing resolution. It's an up or down vote. When you pass a continuing resolution, you can't go in and cut. You just have to up or down vote it. What we actually need are 12 separate appropriations bills. Those, we can just go in and cut what we need to cut to finally get a hold of this mess. Or as Trump requested back on January 7th, we could pass it all in one big bill that funds all 12 agencies with cuts. Those are the options. But folks, that's how Congress used to do it before we went broke, and it worked really well. The bills had to go through Congress, I mean, relative to today, right? Well, the problem is it would take about 6 months to put it through committees. It's tough marking those bills up. Well, Trump and Caroline Leavitt requested that on January 7th, and John Thune, the Republican leader of the Senate, and Mike Johnson did nothing. Folks, passing Pelosi's budget over and over again with the 75% increase in spending, which honestly, folks, they just printed it all. That's where we got the inflation from. That's why Kevin McCarthy was wisely thrown out by the Republicans. The problem is, 15 votes later, they couldn't get anybody better than Mike Johnson to replace him, and we ended up right back where we are. Now, we've got just a month to get this done. Folks, they're dragging their heels on purpose. In the Senate, they could be doing this too. You know what John Thune did last week? This is why I made such a big deal of it. He's the Republican majority leader. He dismissed everybody Thursday afternoon, sent them home till Monday afternoon. What's the price of that? Well, Mike Johnson and John Thune are doing what they always do, what the Republican leadership always does. Twiddle their thumbs to get us up against a wall and then whine that they have to compromise with the Democrats because they're out of time. Republican Representative Jared Moskowitz warned about this disastrous situation that's going to force Republicans to fund every damn thing that Doge has identified, including the fraud.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And cut. First, here's Republican Speaker Mike the Knife Johnson making a wonderful speech yesterday about how great a job Doge is doing.
What Elon and the Doge effort is doing right now is what Congress has been unable to do in recent years because the agencies have hidden some of this from us. When duly elected representatives of the people request information to find all of these abuses and it's not turned over to us, what it takes is an actual audit of the systems and the files themselves that are often hidden from Congress. That's what you're seeing right now. And that's why this is so exciting. They're uncovering things that we have known intuitively have been there, but we couldn't prove it. Now the proof is being provided, and no one can argue the counter to that. So stay tuned. There's a lot more to come.
But that's actually the problem, says Republican Representative Jared Moskowitz, in a warning speech on the floor yesterday, despite Trump spokesperson Caroline Leavitt and Trump himself begging for that big, beautiful bill starting in the beginning of January before Trump was sworn in, nothing's moving through the committees, Moskowitz warned. And it should have been by now if they had any prayer of getting this done. If what he's saying is true here, Musk, Trump, and the Republican leadership are headed for one hell of a showdown.
I'm worried because the speaker has not brought the 12 individual spending bills the way we should fund the government. In fact, the promise that was made by my Republican colleagues on how we would fund the government.
Remember, they need those instead of a CR in order to go in and make the cuts we need to get back to where we were before COVID. You can't do that in a CR, which is what they've been passing.
Republicans have made the argument that the last election was about the status quo disappearing. It can't exist. People are fed up. They created Doge, right? Doge, which is going through the federal government and finding fraud, waste, and abuse, so they say, so they claim. But if that's true, Mr. Speaker, if Elon Musk and Doge has found all this fraud and waste and abuse, hundreds of billions of dollars, as they claim, well then, Mr. Speaker, we can't fund the government by CR anymore, because the CR would refund all of that waste, fraud, and abuse that Doge has found, which means the only way to fund the government is to fund it by individual spending bills. But we're running out of time, Mr. Speaker. We have a month before the government shuts down. We got to get back to the process of individual spending bills. If we don't, then the Speaker will be the one who will have closed the government for the American people. And so I'm concerned. I'm here to work with the Speaker on the 12 individual spending bills, but we have to be honest. We can't tell the American people we're for reducing fraud, waste, and abuse. We're for government efficiency. Look at all these things we have found, and then say, but we're going to refund them all with a clean CR. And so, Mr. Speaker, I rise to say, I'm here. I'm willing to stay weekends. I'm willing to work for the next month so that we can fund the government appropriately by the 12 individual spending bills, a promise that my Republican colleagues made. But the Speaker's got to start getting that train moving. Otherwise, he will close the government. Thank you.
Look, I'm all for closing the government, with the exception of, like, you know, maybe the essentials, like the military. But when he says close the government, he's also talking about locking in the current. But what Moskowitz is saying here is the Republicans are doing the same thing that they've done since they won in 2022. Do absolutely no work toward putting together the budget that makes these cuts. Then wait till the last minute when the government's about to close down and then say, oh, no, we've got to pass Nancy Pelosi's budget again, or a CR. So he's saying, let's not get our backs bumped against a shutdown. This is further complicated by another problem that Trump has. These judges are ordering him to spend the money. As I explained yesterday, again, if he spends the money, he's going to run out of money without a debt limit increase on March 15th, and he'll default. The judges are basically forcing him to have to defy them. That's why that judge the other day who threatened Trump, hey, you've got to go back to spending or I'm going to put you in prison. They're trying to force him to spend up and past the default. The only hope that Trump and Doge has is for these spending bills to come through with the cuts. But again, I mean, that takes months. For them to get it done in 3 months would be quite something. And Mike Johnson and John Thune have twittered their thumbs. And so Trump's trying to do it, God bless him, by himself. So you see the game of chicken here? So what he's saying is, it looks like Johnson and Thune are doing the same thing again. Wasting time, wasting time, wasting time. And then come up at the end, go, oh no, we'll have to fund everything Doge has found. Or gosh darn, oh no, the government will shut down. Well, you know what the problem is? If they do that, I'm sure all their donors will be happy. And K Street will be happy. And a swamp will be happy. But you know what will happen? We're going to have that inflation. We're going to lock in inflation. And folks, God help us if the Federal Reserve keeps cutting interest rates. It'll go back through the roof. And this time, Republicans will get, well, Trump and Musk will get the blame for inflation. It'll wreck us. And that's if we don't default. Only Mike Johnson and John Thune can ultimately save Trump and Musk. I thought it was interesting that Mike Johnson, just one final thought, mentioned at his lying press conference where he pretended to be all about the Doge cuts that he's, unless he's hiding it somehow, they have a secret process and they're going to spring it on the Democrats. And this has all been done in back rooms with these appropriations bills. I mean, I don't know, maybe, but short of that, I mean, I just want to leave myself an out, but I just don't see Mike Johnson doing that. And that's what Jared Moskowitz is talking about. He's like, we haven't seen anything. These bills need to be marked up by people in Congress. They've got all kinds of horse trading they've got to do to get buy-in for votes to get them through. And that's what takes months is, okay, hey, if you let us cut this, we'll let you have that. That's not going on. They're not going to get that done at the last minute. So, folks, I don't know, but it sure looks like the Republican leadership is Trump's main problem right now, and these judges that are forcing him to spend up till, you know, up past the default limit. I don't know how this is going to end. It's going to be wild to watch it, though.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.